In January of 2019, a new governor will be inaugurated. Inauguration Day is also when three new Florida Supreme Court justices will have to be named. And according to Brandon, Republican Senator Tom Lee, it's also the one day when, up until the actual inaugural ceremony, the state will technically have two governors serving. Florida's constitution is mum on which governor, the incoming or the outgoing, will get to make the appointments. And Lee believes the issue should be settled now.
We could end up with a major constitutional question about just whether or not justices were seated properly by a particular governor. And depending on the stakes involved in that, we could see a great deal of litigation ensue, following which a cloud is over the court in terms of their work product.
That's Lee earlier this year explaining a then bill that lays out a plan for addressing the situation. That bill is now Amendment 3. And Lee's take on it is this. Since the process for nominating new justices will start under the old governor, it should be the old governor who gets to make the appointment.
We don't know who we're talking about. If we try to do this in 2016, when this is right on the, over the horizon, there will be a whole lot of political discussion going on in this process based upon judicial philosophy about just who this benefits and who it doesn't. And I think this is the purest time for us to think about good governance and not politics.
But this is Florida, and the politics of the issue aren't being ignored. League of Women Voters of Florida Executive Director Jessica Lowe Minor says Amendment 3 could give the next governor an unprecedented amount of power and influence over the Florida Supreme Court.
Those vacancies will actually be opening at the end of whomever is elected in this upcoming fall election, whether it is Rick Scott, whether it is Charlie Crist, the end of their term. So if Amendment 3 passes, the governor who was elected in this upcoming November 4th election will have the power to determine the entire balance of the Florida Supreme Court.
In 2018, Justices Barbara Pariente, Peggy Quince, and Fred Lewis all turned 70, the mandatory retirement age for a Florida Supreme Court justice. The Constitution allows them to serve out the end of their terms. This isn't the first time the situation has come up. In 1998, during the transition between outgoing Governor Lawton Chiles and incoming Governor Jeb Bush, the two men settled the issue by striking a deal on Justice Quince's appointment. But as Florida State University political scientist Carol Weissert says, those were different times. And in today's hyper-partisan political climate, such a deal would be much harder to strike.
Again, if you had the same party coming in following the same party, I would anticipate you would have more likely the two governors work together. If you have a mismatch, a Republican replacing a Democrat or Democrat replacing a Republican, then I would think that there would be perhaps less likelihood.
Justices Quince, Lewis, and Pariente make up the left-leaning wing of the Florida Supreme Court. And at a time when the governor's mansion and legislature are all controlled by Republicans, their replacements could change the balance of the court. But Weissert is frank about the amendment's chances.
Political science would say that the more complex a proposal, the least likely it will be to be accepted. So if it doesn't get the 60%, I think it's because it is more complex and difficult to explain.
Amendment 3 is formally called Prospective Appointment of Certain Judicial Vacancies, and it needs 60% of voters to say yes in order to be approved. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.